Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Do you recognize this? Okay, first, for the record, going on my workout playlist after this. I just want to be clear about that. That is the entrance music for legendary WWE wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's called I Won't Do What You Tell Me, and it's by Jim Johnson. Wrestling has become big business, with more than $1 billion for the WWE in 2021, according to Statista. 1.8 million people tuned in to a single night of WWE Raw in October, and that's according to Fightful.com. So big business, but it also turns out that it can be a small and welcoming place for people to find community and a sense of confidence and a sense of self. And that's what's happening with an organization called BLOW, the Boston League of Wicked Wrestlers. And they are gearing up right now for a pretty big show. We have three of the BLOW wrestlers with us here in Studio 2. Abigail Race, a.k.a. Salem Spikes. Welcome.
Hi.
Great to have you. We've got Amanda Bissaro, a.k.a. Nomi. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
And we have VQ, who wrestles with a name that we can't use on air, so we're going to euphemize it to Shabby Wizard. VQ, welcome to you as well.
Hello. Thank you so much.
So all at once, at the same time, on the count of three, how long has each of you been wrestling? Ready? One, two, three.
5 years?
6 months.
6 months.
Okay, so big range. VQ, you said 5 years. 5 years. What has been the joy that has kept you in wrestling for 5 years?
The joy would be really the friendships, the community, and when we create things, we create them in such an egalitarian, free-form way that, you know, our stuff is so, so silly, but it's also critical, and everyone has radical acceptance of everyone's ideas. So it's a really beautiful creative space to be in where you don't feel in competition with people. I mean, you are in competition with them when it comes to matches, but when it comes to the stories and the characters, like, we all are rooting for one another, and we all want to put on the best show possible, and we want each person to feel like they're going to shine.
So, Abigail and Amanda, you both said about 6 months, so I'll start with you, Abigail. What drew you 6 months ago to say, of all the things in the world I want to do right now, it's going to be wrestling?
I was really into professional wrestling as, like, a teenager, and then slowly got out of it, and then a few months ago, started watching again, and one of my bosses at the time was like, hey, there's this group that's having tryouts. You should totally go check them out. And I was like, I have nothing to do right now. This is something that I can do with my time to be more creative and, like, maybe put myself more out there. And then I joined BLOW.
And how about you, Amanda?
So similarly, I was a casual fan of wrestling and when I was a teenager and kind of fell out of it. And then about 5 years ago, I had a television for the first time and thought, oh, well, check back in. And was a bigger fan then. I was in nursing school and graduated during the pandemic. And at that time, I was looking for something to do. And I knew about BLOW, and I happened to just go to their website and say, you know what, this is something I want to definitely try for myself.
And have you loved it?
I do. I love all the people. They have become some of my closest friends, and I just love being a part of this group.
So we're talking to three wrestlers, VQ, Abigail, Amanda, from the Boston League of Wicked Wrestlers. And this is a group, an LGBT forward group that is working on creating a place of sort of silliness and fun and theater and athleticism and show in the wrestling industry. So I want to kind of pull into this a little bit. And VQ, I think I'll come back to you. So as a little kid, and we'll talk about it, I really enjoyed wrestling. And I remember the wrestler I loved was a wrestler named Bobo Brazil back in the early 1970s. And my dad and I would watch Bobo Brazil. And when I got older, I couldn't do it anymore because it was so violent and it was people celebrating hurting people. And yet you're talking about a theater of sorts that is egalitarian and empowering and brings people to a sense of, I can put on a persona and entertain you and understand me. How do we bridge that divide?
I think for us, what's really important is, you know, I think for us, it makes it sometimes a little harder, but we really do a lot of self-reflection on what are we presenting to our audience, right? Like, what does this match say, right? Like, what are the layers to this match? Are we punching up or are we punching down?
What does that mean?
So punching up and punching down is, so are we using stereotypical humor? Are we looking at marginalized groups as easy fodder for humor? For me, wrestling, I fell out of love of wrestling sort of similar reasons, not just the violence, but also the stereotypes, the racism, the sexism. The gaze for me was not for me. And so with Blow, we're really thinking about what are we trying to say here? And when it comes to the violence, we say this at the start of every show, folks here have consented to the violence that is going to happen. And we let folks know what they're in store for, right? We don't take for granted that when people are watching our shows, there's catharsis in violence. There's catharsis in being able to be strong and powerful, to stand up for yourself, to defend yourself. But we also want to be mindful of the fact that we don't want to replicate violence that's just going to make people feel gross. We want people to have a fun, good time, particularly because our audience tends to be LGBTQ. We're trans-inclusive. We want to be anti-racist. So we want folks to come to our show and not feel like there's going to be a joke or there's going to be a type of violence that's going to make me cringe inside and separate me from the rest of the group and remind me that in this society, I'm a joke or I'm just a punching bag, right? So we're always asking ourselves those questions in the shows we create.
So that's so interesting. Amanda, I'll turn to you. Your wrestling name is Nomi, which is one part actually an opera singer, correct? And one part inspired by an opera singer.
Yeah. Well, Klaus Nomi was a German opera singer who kind of transitioned into the new wave scene, late 70s, early 80s, New York performance art, and very over-the-top character. The other combination is with the camp movie Showgirls. Their main character is Nomi Malone. So those two combined is the kind of character I like to present. I love the camp and pomp of wrestling.
So capturing a wide range of who you could see yourself as. And I understand, Abigail, that one of the pieces of advice that sometimes people get as they're trying to figure out what their wrestling identity would be is take the best of you or the worst of you, right? And amplify it.
So
you are Salem Spikes, which is so cool, by the way. So cool. So how'd we get there, Salem Spikes?
Honestly, wanted something, a name that was definitely more gender neutral, but still kind of threatening.
Gender neutral, but threatening.
Wanted something kind of close to like my punk rock roots and something that sounded, make me sound a little bigger than I am, you know?
All right. So if you have punk rock roots, if you could pick any music to be your sort of Steve Austin music, right? What would you pick?
I can't think of the name, but in this stable tag team that I'm in, we're using a song by the band Power Trip, which is like a thrashy hardcore song. It really just pumps people up, brings them in. So.
And that would be the one.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. So listen, I want to play a little bit of sound here. And VQ, this goes back to your point. Let me backtrack. We are talking to three wrestlers from the Boston League of Wicked Wrestlers. We're talking about sort of think WWE, but brought into community and understanding and a sense of belonging and self. I talked to you, VQ, about, you know, I went away from wrestling. What pulled me back was Glow. Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, which is a series on Netflix, I believe, well, we'll check that. Yep, Netflix. And here's a little bit of sound, China versus Russia in one of their ring, you know, events.
China is out, folks. Russia's not sharing that crown with anyone.
Please, you want to hate me. Russia is supreme world leader.
So understand, this is a fictional historical look. So this is the 80s during the Cold War. You hear Alison Brie there. As Ruth Wilder, who plays this Russian character. You also happen to hear Christopher Lowell as Bash Howard, sort of the rich playboy who invests in the league. One of the things they do very well, Zoya the Destroyer, that's right, Zoya is the Russian character that Alison Brie plays, is they look at that both fine line and evolution between being forced to caricature yourself in ways that are offensive to starting to understand who you are by diving outside of yourself and into characters that can be freeing. I feel like, I don't mean to be trite about this, but everybody could use a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah. I think being able to be shabby wizard, you know, it's taking that part of yourself, right?
When for people to understand, this is a wizard who is not any good at being
a
wizard.
Exactly. All right, sorry, if shabby, it's not just that their dress is not that fine. It's that they are not that good at magic. And so they're like, well, let me try wrestling. Maybe wrestling will bring out some latent magical quality through being in these like near death situations, or this is another way for me to prove myself because I'm just not your average wizard. And so for me, it really was, you know, there's so much about shabby wizard that I look at and I'm like, oh, that is me, you know, this person who feels kind of like an outsider, like they don't fit in being Puerto Rican within the United States, growing up in a mostly white suburb at different points in my life, you know, feeling kind of like a fish out of water, right? Kind of like my culture that I'm from, I don't feel as a part of because I'm in this other context, but in this context, I don't feel fully like I fit in. And so I do that through Shabby Wizard, right? Instead of playing, I could play a more explicitly Latina character in different ways for comedy. I'm not against that in any way. But for me, there's a freedom to being Shabby Wizard and not having to feel like it has to be so, for me, so blatantly about my identity, though it is because it's me and it's my creation.
And I was just realizing you're wearing a Boston League of Wicked Wrestlers t-shirt, which is a pretty cool looking t-shirt, actually. All right, so here's where I want to come to. So now we've been talking this whole time, we've got just a tiny bit of time left, about the people in the ring. Amanda, who's in the stands?
Everybody, you have... local people that are part of the LGBTQ community. I have people who I work with. I work at a local hospital. I'm an oncology nurse inpatient, and I have some of the doctors are very interested in what I do. And, you know, it's anyone is welcome and everyone is welcome.
And Abigail, is there anybody you wouldn't bring to a show?
That I wouldn't bring? I mean, I want to expose everybody to blow. You know, I don't think I would. I can't not have people show up.
So you think everybody should come, everybody would come, and VQ, it is kind of a party for everyone.
It's a party for everyone because there's comedy, there's theater, there's violence that's consensual, and it's just like hanging out at a good party with your friends.
All right, that was VQ, Amanda Bissaro, and Abigail Race, all members of the Boston League of Wicked Wrestlers, or BLOW. I want to thank all three of you for being here.
Thank you so much.